Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. Hi, what are you doing? You partying early in the morning, are you? Nah, you're just like me. It's 7:09. Let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Rock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
All right, let's see. Well, a college in Welland, Ontario, is getting students prepared to capitalize on the emerging marijuana industry by offering a program that will train them in the best ways to grow weed. That is right. They are having weed school now in Canada. The one-year program is designed to help students get into the business and become federally licensed producers. Grads will get the official title of greenhouse and controlled environment technicians and will not only be able to grow the stuff like a pro, but will also understand and stay on top of all the legal aspects of the business. It's big business, man. This is going to be commonplace. I guarantee there's going to be a lot of schools that start teaching this. Canada, obviously the first ones to do it. What's funny is this isn't anything new. It's just now official. Because we all know, we all have that one friend that is an expert in growing weed. All right, they talk to you about it, and you're like, I have no idea what you're saying. But like, oh, yeah, man, what you got to do is you got to spray the plants and then play Beethoven while they grow, man. It makes it work so much better, man. There's always that one friend in high school, in college, after college, that is way too in to the weed that they're growing. Like, all right, I get it. Just give me the bag. A company in England claims it has created a sex robot with artificial intelligence. It's a little creepy, also a little arousing. Let's learn more. The doll, named Samantha, supposedly has different personalities and even has a family mode where she can give facts about herself and even talk about philosophy. Not surprisingly, the doll doesn't come cheap. It retails for just about $4,700. That's not that bad, to be honest. I mean, I don't think Kiki would be too happy if I dropped, you know, $4,700 on a sex doll. But to be fair, the two could have a conversation. See, this is great. Now you and your girlfriend and your wife and your sex doll can all have a conversation together. I think that's great. That's what we've been missing. That's the real hurdle with trying to convince your significant other about getting a sex doll. So there you go. And lastly, Halloween has skyrocketed in popularity over the past decade or so, and it just keeps getting bigger. The National Retail Federation just released its annual report on Halloween, and this year, this is crazy, Americans are going to spend $9.1 billion, which is up 8.3% from last year and an all-time record. That's almost three times more than 2005 when we spent $3.3 billion. So if you use our spending as a sign of how much we like Halloween, that means it's tripled in popularity in the last 12 years. So what will we spend it on this year? $3.4 billion will go to costumes, $2.7 billion on candy, $2.7 billion on decorations, and $410 million on greeting cards. Who sends greeting cards on Halloween? Seriously, is that a thing? I don't know. Either way, we love us some Halloween, man. Hey, that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?